This week's episode is a bit of a complicated one to explain, but seems like a good one to understand, especially if you're on the left as opposed to neoliberal, and you're also interested in affordable housing and public provision of basic needs. We're talking about the low-income housing tax credits of 1986, also known as LIHTC, often spoken aloud as LIHTC or LIHTC. And these tax credits from 1986 are still in effect today and serve as just about the only source of federal public funding, however indirectly, for the construction of new low-income housing stock. This program is something I didn't even learn about until becoming a city councilor, and then I discovered that people who are years or decades more experienced than me in office working on these issues sometimes also don't really understand how it works unless they have literally worked directly for an entity building or funding these housing projects. And so I've tried to explain it to as many people as I can. As usual, our sources will be up at patreon.com/arsenalfordemocracy for this episode, although in this case we're mostly having to rely on more market-oriented neoliberal perspective sources for explanations and statistics, while we then provide our own leftist critique of the views in the sources. Now, our key source for this week, for the most purely informational material, is a January 26, 2021 Congressional Research Service report prepared by Mark P. Keatley. So, what is the low-income housing tax credit system? Well, it's going to remind many listeners a bit of how cap-and-trade systems are supposed to work, except it's somehow even more incompetent and nonsensical. Instead of giving grants to build low-income housing, the federal government gives out tax credits to a developer, including for-profit developers, for having built some affordable housing. For simplification today, we won't get into all the technical requirements for how much and what levels of affordable housing are required to qualify, but you could imagine a project of, say, 50 units, all or nearly all with rents capped for various lower income tiers as a sort of typical mid-sized project. We're not talking about the projects that are majority market rate and cross-subsidizing the low-income units. So these projects, again, are either almost all or entirely low-income housing projects. So once that federal tax credit is claimed by the developer after construction, the credit is then sold on for less than face value to a different corporation that wants to reduce its taxes. The developer assigned the tax credit sells it for as low as 80 cents on the dollar, depending on market conditions, converting the tax credit into cash to pay back the investors who funded the initial construction. The often unrelated company buying the credit on the market then reports to the IRS the full dollar value as a tax credit against what they otherwise would owe. Those credits add up to about $10 billion per year in federal tax expenditure through lost revenue collection. And as a reminder, unlike a tax deduction, which reduces your taxable income and thus slightly reduces your owed taxes, a tax credit reduces your actual owed taxes on a dollar-for-dollar basis at the end of the process, although, of course, the tax filer has paid some of that dollar to buy the credit on the market. Again, this tradable credit system that we're describing today, which only builds around 50,000 new units of housing per year nationwide, and a similar amount of units are rehabbed annually, often by nonprofits, for a smaller credit, this entire system exists instead of the federal government just paying to develop affordable housing at a full dollar-for-dollar value.